Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours. And if you're wondering what we were just playing, what you just heard, that was the Lover's Waltz as performed by its composer, or its arranger, Jay Unger, accompanied by Molly Mason on piano. A really, really beautiful song and a wonderful way to start our programming here tonight. And coming up next is Intermountain Classics. This is our local weekly classical music program. It airs every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., and it features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And you're going to get an earful tonight. This is going to really be fun. So remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Well, tonight we're going to be focused on folk music. Folk music has always been a favorite amongst composers from around the world. Much of it's been based on myths, legends, and folk tales from each composer's homeland. This music always has a story behind it. And tonight on Intermountain Classics, we will hear some rather unusual and interesting folk music and learn about the folk tales behind the music. Included will even be some interesting and exciting folk music from America with its own story to tell. There's lots of beautiful music to come tonight, so stay tuned right here on KKRN, 88.5 FM, and at kkrn.org on the web. Good evening, this is Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics, and I hope you're having a great night tonight. Tonight's program is devoted to music which tells stories, folk tales, myths, and legends. Pelias and Melisande is a French folk tale based on the play of the same name by French playwright Maurice Maeterlinck. It's a story about Pelias and Melisande who form a bond of love but then cascades to a fatal end. As the story goes, Goulot discovers Melisande by a stream in the woods. She has lost her crown in the water but does not wish to retrieve it. They marry, and she instantly wins the favor of Arkel, Goulot's grandfather and king of Elamon, who is ill. She falls in love with Pelias, Goulot's brother. They meet by the fountain where Melisande loses her wedding ring. Goulot grows suspicious of the lovers, has his son Yenold spy on them, and discovers them caressing, whereupon he kills Pelias and wounds Melisande. She later dies after giving birth to an abnormally small girl. The Danish National Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Leif Segerstrom, performs Pelias and Melisande by Jean Sibelius. Thank you. This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Peleus at Melisande is a tragic folk tale and has been set to music by W.C., Fauré, Schoenberg, and in this version, Sibelius. The Cunning Little Vixen is an opera written by Czech composer Leos Janáček, based on a fairy tale by the same name. As the story goes, a young vixen or female fox is captured by a forest ranger and obliged to learn to live among humans. The vixen finally escapes to its freedom and the proper life of a fox, however short that may be. And you may be familiar with this tale. It's a very well-known children's book. So now we will hear an orchestral suite adapted from the opera as performed by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. This is The Cunning Little Vixen.
Thank you. Thank you.
In The Cunning Little Vixen, Janáček depicted tragic human characters in his works, but also demonstrated a profound understanding of nature. The Cunning Little Vixen is an insightful study about the relationship between the restrictions of human life and the freedom of the animal kingdom.